It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. So you go to college, you study business, you're going to be an entrepreneur. Start a new business, you work for a large company. Well, there's another alternative. Merrill Johnson, assistant professor of college at the College of Business, joins me live here this morning. Good morning, Merrill.
Hey, Mike.
It's great to have you here. And there's a presentation. The College of Business Speaker Series has an event next Wednesday, December 5th, noon to 1 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. And can you tell us about this? It's very interesting what this is about.
Absolutely, Mike. Mr. Blake Martin is going to be speaking at that event. He is a franchise expert in the field of connecting the franchisor with the franchisee, which means, in essence, the franchisee is someone who wants to buy into a formula for success in running a business, and the franchisor is the grantor or has the formula, so to speak, for success.
Oh, so I mean, we're very familiar with enormous franchises. In fact, publicly traded franchises such as McDonald's,
Chick-fil-A. Those are two excellent examples. You also think about Merry Maids would be another one, Jiffy Lube, et cetera. There's a variety. Some have company stores as well, but there's really it runs a whole gamut of not only, like I said, restaurants, but also cleaning services, tax preparers. You run the whole gamut.
Now, that becomes very interesting because I would think, of course, food franchises. I think that's the quickest one, the first one that comes to top of mind. But when you mention a Jiffy Lube, so you're mechanically inclined. You've gone to Metro, maybe. There's a great automotive program at Metro. And now you can come to something like this and figure out how you could be involved in an automotive repair or maintenance type of situation. Or you said the Merry Maids. You know, you thought about making your own house cleaning business. Mm-hmm. But if you go with a franchise, now you have a brand name behind you. There's already some generic advertising that is there for the picking, right?
Right. I mean, that's the whole idea. If you think about it, you match up where you are strong, where you have interests, where you have passions. And then instead of starting out on your own business, maybe not knowing, well, you know, how much money should I spend on advertising? How many employees should I hire? How much money should I keep in reserve for the downtimes? The franchise system, really, they've thought through all that. They've experienced the good and the bad. And now they're saying, hey, if you want to enter this agreement, you too can be a part of that.
My father said many years ago that one of the best ways to learn a business is to learn it, quote, on someone else's dime by going to work in that business from someone who's established. Little bit of a difference between, because a franchise does take some investment, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, you know, you think about investment in a variety of ways. Maybe it's liquid capital that you have to invest, and that varies, again, depending upon the opportunity. It also might be a situation where they, like you said, Mike, they want someone who has worked in that industry. So if you're looking for someone who, hey, I want to start a tax preparing company, well, have you ever done taxes? Yes, I have. Okay. That's a prerequisite to not only knowing how to run the business, but who to hire, who not to hire. And also you think from the standpoint, it's just really a formula for success. But I think also it gives you an opportunity to see where the risks are, but they're minimized because this company, the franchisor, has gone through these things before.
The old no need to reinvent the wheel. The wheel's already made. It's a matter of what size of wheel is this going to be and how are you going to roll it along.
Absolutely. And the stats that are out there suggest that when someone becomes a franchisee, the likelihood of them being successful is much higher than if they start their own business on their own.
Very interesting. You're a professor at the, or assistant professor at the College of Business at Bellevue University. What do you see in youth today? Is the outlook, and you've got youth and adults that go to Bellevue, but how is the outlook towards, you know, optimistic towards business? Is there kind of a huge question mark? What am I going to do with this degree? What do you see?
Well, I've had the privilege of doing this for more than 20 years, and I would say during that time there's always a level of uncertainty. You know, is this the right investment? Is this the right use of my time? And when it's all said and done, I would say yes, it is. But again, the optimism is very high, and I think what people need to be prepared for is they start out to say, I'm going to work for someone else, But because of changes in the economy or maybe just personal changes or want to live somewhere different, they opt to go into ownership. And I think that's something we need to be prepared for as well. And I think franchising is a viable option for many people.
That's great. Well, the event happens on Wednesday, December 5th. It's noon to 1 p.m. It's at the John B. Mueller Administrative Services Building at 812 Bruin Boulevard over in Bellevue. And it's free and open to the public. You do not have to be a student.
That's correct. When we say it's free and open to the general public, that is correct. That's historically how we've run these events in the past, and we would like to see people from the community to come because, again, entrepreneurship, franchisees, et cetera, is open to everyone.
He's Merrill Johnson, assistant professor of at the College of Business at Bellevue University. There's more information available at bellevue.edu. Thank you